the fuel cycle. So the fuel is mainly uranium. It is present in many countries. And the resources that have been estimated are estimated for about 100 to 120 years at the same amount of use as today. And it is at reasonable cost. And the quantity, the uranium is widespread on the Earth, so there is no strong limitation to the fact that a specific country would have the majority of the resources. And for the long terms, it's always possible to convert uranium-238, that is a fertile element, into plutonium-239, to breeder reactors. And it's also possible to develop the technology using thorium, which can convert thorium into uranium-233, but it needs some additional development. So concerning the other part of the fuel cycle, so the end of the fuel, at the final stage, there is waste, and we have to deal with this waste. So I'd like to let you know that in a fuel assembly with 500 kilogram of uranium, it's possible to recycle up to 95%, and there is only 5% that will be considered as waste. And you will have to put that waste into a specific disposal. So what has been decided in France is to put the waste under the ground, and it represents a volume of about 1 cube of 22 meters. So it's not very important. So this is the breakdown of CapEx and OPEX using different sources of energy. As you can see on this picture, the cost of the fuel is very important with gas, I would say medium important in with coal, and less important considering nuclear, but for nuclear technology, you have to pay attention to the investment, because the technology is very long to be constructed, and it's very long, and it's very also costly. So if we have a look at in this table, this table have been extracted from a MIT study. It reports that for different nuclear reactors or nuclear plants, the cost of the nuclear equipment itself, so that means the technology of nuclear, is not very important in the global cost. It represents only 5% to 20% of the total cost. So the difference in technology is not that much important, but there is a very big effort to do on the yard cooling and installation. That means all the civil work that you need to do during the plant buildings, and you need to reduce the time and the cost on this part. If we consider the main trends on nuclear energy, the first point is the will to extend the life of operation of the current and actual reactors. So there are some trend to operate over and beyond 50 years of operation. And there is also the second trend, which is the development of Gen 3 or Gen 3 plus generation, which is composed of all these kind of reactors, which are developed by different manufacturers in the world, China, USA, Russia, and France are developing this kind of generation 3 with a will to increase the safety and also to increase the competitivity with a reduction in time construction, a design for 60 years that that is related to the investment cost that you want to use as much as possible, and also higher availability and flexibility of your plant in order to be adapted to different situations. Other perspectives concern the Gen 4 generation, which is most, which is more connected to fast neutron, fast breeder reactor and technologies, and these technologies will use the fuel with the higher performance of the use of the fuel. So you use also you will use plutonium, and you will generate less waste that you have to deal with after operation. But this is the technology will be developed in the future years, and it's always a long-term technology. There is also a special interest for small modular reactors, which are reactors of less than 300 megawatts of electricity production, and there are more than 70 projects that have been referenced in this report. So it's a very wide, very, very large quantity of projects that are under development, but some of them are most in advanced phase, in preliminary designs. And in France, we are developing the nuclear reactor New World, which is a development between EDF, Technicatom, CEA, and Naval Group, and which aims at developing a reactor compact of 2 times 170 megawatts. So what are the expectations in terms of SMR developments? We want to have better modularity and standardization during the phase of development, lower construction time, and which could lead to higher efficiency in the construction and reduce the cost. There is also a trend to use passive safety systems, and the lower energy, the lower power will enable to access to smaller electric grids in some countries where the grids are smaller. So to resume, the nuclear reactors is a complex but efficient system to produce heat, to produce and transfer heat to a steam cycle that would produce energy. And the advantages are low CO2 emission for 1 kilowatt hour, high density of energy, which lead to low footprint of the installation, and the resource seems to be available for a rather long term. The requirements are to have a large grid to support high energy production. Of course, if you use high power reactors. You need also to consider some environment constraints like water availability for cooling the system. You need also to consider specific risks like seismic hazard, flooding, drought, and also political stability that can affect your systems. And this technology requires high level of technical skills for engineering and technical fields, and also independent and high-level skills of the safety authorities for new countries that want to adopt this kind of technology. Thank you for your attention. This is the end of my presentation.